Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris
and Jonathan.
Hope everybody doing well out there.
That's right.
Halloween around the corner, man.
Next Friday.
Yeah, y'all got your costumes and stuff. You know what you gonna be?
Probably gonna be Chip and Dale from Disney. That's on my wife.
Chip and Dale. Yep.
Rescue Rangers. That's right.
That's sweet. Yeah, I think for this year, I'm rolling out with my son. I think I'm going to be a Power Ranger. He's going to be a Power Ranger.
The old school one, or you going to be the new school one? He got to be the old school
one. Well, that's the only one they had up there.
Nice, old school.
Yeah, he's going to be Power Ranger Samurai. Okay. And he liked it. I was like, all right. And I was like, what am I going to be? I almost was going to be
You going to be the Black Ranger?
No, they only have red. They didn't have a lot of choice. I wanted to be.
You Jason.
Yeah, I was like, you got a green, you got something, you couldn't got a blue
ranger.
Couldn't
be Tommy or Zach, huh? Got to be Jason.
Got to be the red. I thought they had the red.
I grew up on Power Rangers. I love me some Power
Rangers. All they
had
was red
the
and green.
Old school Power Rangers, not this new shit that I don't even know what it is. Power Rangers.
Power Rangers Mega Force.
I see that. I can't do it.
With keys and shit.
Keys? See, that's where I'm lost. I'm lost after that. I go back to when it started and Tommy came in, and then they changed to the little White Ranger, and then that was it. After that, I was done.
Oh, now they got like 8 different Power Rangers series, mm-hmm. And now you can be, they got ones you can bring back.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm going to be the Red Ranger from 4 years ago. You're like, what the hell?
Oh, no.
Power Rangers, SPD, y'all ish. Yeah.
What? Oh, God, no. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. So,
wow.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Hope everybody out there has a fun Halloween.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves. But as always, please be careful.
Yes.
While you're trick or treating, watch yourselves. Make sure you're watching. You know, cars and all that stuff. People get crazy around these times, especially at night. So.
Yeah, it's kids out.
Especially, yeah,
safe.
Exactly.
All y'all who going to be partying, because I might be trying to hit up a party or two. You know,
drive
be safe.
Yeah,
you know, the police going to be out.
Yeah, definitely going to be out watching y'all. So, please be safe. Drive home. And please don't hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any deaths on Halloween.
No, we don't. And, you know, we got through our NBA preview.
Whoop.
You know, all y'all who've been able to get through them, we appreciate it. I know they was long as hell. Them shows were long. You know, we apologize. I don't like 2 hours is long.
Yeah.
2.5 hours is long.
But I appreciate y'all. Definitely want to thank y'all for staying in and tuning in with us. And some of y'all who, I mean, you know, maybe some of y'all couldn't make it through. But those of y'all who were able to make it through the whole thing, you know, thank you very much for staying in that long.
Yeah, people hit us up liking the... You know, the preview, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Probably next year, we'll probably make sure it's separate.
Yeah, we'll just do it all at once.
Yeah, do a separate one, you know, so y'all can enjoy that as well.
Exactly.
Before we do get into the sports, I do want to give send our condolences to our man Big B over at the Indie Show. He lost his brother Aubrey recently, and, you know, that's rough. I don't know what it's like. I don't know how I feel losing my brother over here. You know, our prayers are with you, man.
Definitely.
For those who want to donate, they are looking for donations for help for the funeral. So we just want to say, man, hey, man, our prayers are with you, man,
yeah,
and you know, we're here.
Yeah, definitely, and very unfortunate, and yeah, definitely prayers to you and your family, and you know, I know it's a tough time, but I would say from the experience of losing someone close, reach out to God. That is going to be the one who can guide you through this tough time. So
Yes, well said.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into this. NFL, we're getting close. Another week in the drain.
Yeah.
All right, so, we're going to look at the NFC, just kind of get a little peek there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cowboys didn't fall for that trap game. We thought it might be a trap.
They didn't.
God.
They definitely didn't. They had a little slips, it got a little tight. Cowboy fans might have breathed a little bit heavy, but in the end, Cowboys pulled it out, did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Giants just don't look, they done.
No, Odell Beckham looked kind of nice, but they sitting at 3-4 now.
They out.
Cowboys 6-1,
mm-hmm.
controlling that division.
Mm-hmm.
With DeMarco Murray again.
The man can't be stopped.
128 yards.
It's going to be interesting to see how much they continue to lean on him.
28 carries.
That's a lot of totes. But like we said, you got to feed these guys. You got to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't mad at them.
Nah, man. I like what I'm seeing from them.
Mm-hmm.
No, as far as, in the division, them Redskins, Colt McCoy out there.
Jeez.
So long, Kirk Cousins.
RG3, where you at?
They already said they need you back.
They need you back, man. If you're going to make some miracle run, they need you now. It's Colt McCoy. I remember that man with the Cleveland Browns who was not looking all that hot. So, Washington, good luck on that one.
No, they're going to need it. They pulled out a close one over the Titans in 1917, but, had to bench Kirk Cousins. We went after he got hurt. What's he going to do? Is he going to take his place? Nope.
Is he going to capitalize? Hell no. He is a backup for his career now.
He may
get an opportunity somewhere else, but he ruined his opportunity in Washington. That's for sure.
Yeah, he did, man. So, that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing on, Green Bay keeping it going.
Man.
Aaron Rodgers trying to get into that MVP conversation.
Seriously. I mean, he is in the MVP conversation. Ain't no about trying to get in. He should be in right now. 19-22, 3 more touchdowns, no picks. He has been like straight up perfect these last few games. He has been killing cats.
4 straight just beasting on food.
Molly whopping. But I mean, Carolina, they whooped on him 38-17. It was ugly. Cam Newton could get nothing going. I mean, they got nothing really going on the ground. They were so-so. But defensively, they just couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers. I mean, God, it was terrible.
Nah, if you got Jordan Nelson on your team, just rack him.
Money.
Rack him.
Money. That's why he got paid.
No, that's why he did get paid.
That's why he got paid.
And man, but their division getting tight. I saw the Lions pulled out a win versus the Saints.
I told you. Like, I can't trust. I couldn't trust New Orleans on the road.
Nope.
They couldn't freaking pull it out. Daggum, man. Drew Brees and company. I don't know, man. I know they missed Darren Sproles.
But to this extent, no.
This is just bad playing. This is just bad football. Their defense sucks again. I don't know if Rob Ryan is like a one-year wonder or what when it comes to defenses, but his defense looks garbage. Straight trash. And they have become a team that you can't wait to play them.
No, you can't. You cannot
wait. I'm going to shred your defense up. So, I mean, Matt Stafford, hey, kudos.
He did the damn thing.
Yeah, he did the damn thing and pulled out the 2 touchdowns at the end of the game. And I mean, damn, Golden Tate, 10 man, catches, 154 and a TD. Like, damn, if
they can really work him and make him a legit number 2 with Megatron, get him back healthy, and they like a for real 1-2 combo.
That'd be dangerous.
Yeah,
that'd be real dangerous. And they said they're gonna be smart with Megatron. They ain't gonna rush him back.
Nope.
Thank you very much. That's what you should be doing. Yeah, I mean, especially when you're winning.
Yeah,
ain't
right.
No point.
You 5-2, tied with Green Bay.
Ain't no point.
You sitting kind of pretty. Who ain't sitting pretty in that division? What the fuck is up with the Bears? Serious?
Brandon Marshall said it best. He don't know. I don't know. We don't know. They blame him. They pointing fingers now. And sources said that I guess he... he was crapping on Jay Cutler. And I mean,
Jay Cutler people, they denying like, nah, he was speaking about the whole team, not just Jay Cutler. I mean, you already had Brian Urlacher basically saying he's not elite.
He paid like he elite, but he's not an elite guy, which I mean,
duh. We know he ain't in that top elite.
Nah. No. And I mean that his personality just rubs a lot of people the wrong way. Now, I did hear someone say that part of it can be attributed to his type 1 diabetes, which they say he can have mood swings and things of that nature. But, because like most people say, he ain't got no mood swings when he's yelling at people, pointing fingers at them and all that other stuff. So, I mean, you got to take some of the blame, dog. I mean, he's not producing at a high level at all, considering what he's being paid. And Matt Forte seems to be the one constant on their team.
Yeah, he has. I mean, you know, Alshon Jeffery had a quiet game.
Did he ever?
You know, 2 receptions,
nine yards.
7 targets, though, but just wasn't able to do much. Yeah, Matt Forte has been trying to keep them in. Cutler, 21-34, 190, touchdown, interception. He is an above-average quarterback, but I'm like, what is going on, man? You falling behind.
In fairness, Brandon Marshall wants to point fingers at cats. Negro, you are flying to record a show in between games during the week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you need to stop recording? Do you need to stop doing that show then and just take some time to actually gel with your team? That's a question that you can ask.
Yeah, I heard a player who was kind of like, he listened in, but at some point he kind of was like, look, we just lost. Guys get emotional. Things are being said. He was like, you know, at some point he just checked out. He was like, all we doing is just getting upset and just talking shit.
Yep.
He's like, why don't we just come back tomorrow, cooler head, sleep on it, and let's figure some things out. But just to vent after a loss, like, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Especially in the Dolphins. I mean, it ain't all on the offense. Defense got to do some things.
Yeah, their defense, a lot of people crapped on it coming into the season and started off okay, but now it's really hasn't looked all that potent. And, damn, I picked them to win the division, but that ain't happening.
Yeah, after the year before.
That ain't happening.
After the year before, I was like, I'm not doing that again because y'all done burnt me.
Yes, I ain't sold no more.
I mean, 3-4. You know, we know Minnesota's out of it. It's 2-5 right now.
They riding that Teddy train. Don't worry, Teddy got some magic in him. Go ahead, Teddy.
Yeah,
I'm pulling for that kid, man. I'm really pulling for him.
Yeah, I hope they learn. McKinnon looking nice. Nice rookie.
That kid looks good, man. He looks really quality. And I guess he was a converted quarterback who looks great as a running back. Because, I mean, man, he's been balling these last two games. And he looks like the guy they're going to ride going forward. Them AP chirps are just nowhere to be found anymore. It seems like he's been kind of phased out of the equation.
Yeah, basically we moving on, starting from scratch. I mean, basically now Adrian Peterson gone.
Yeah.
He was the big piece of your team. You know, he lost the MVP.
Yeah.
He gone, so hey, let's just start from scratch.
Exactly.
That's a nice, you know, division. We'll see if Detroit can hold.
Yeah.
Because around this time, we know second half of the season, you know, Green Bay's breathing down their neck. You know, we all can expect. I think many people are expecting them just to fold. You know, same with Dallas. You know, Dallas rolling high. We know their record is always great. Come December, now we start losing some games. But looking nice. Yeah, over in the NFC South, man. Yeah, we talked about Carolina. I know they took that L. They still, you know, on top. But this, I don't know who wants to win this division.
I don't either.
They're 3-3. New Orleans looks like butt. Atlanta, what the hell?
I don't know. And then Tampa Bay is just Tampa Bay. I mean, they look god awful.
I mean, Baltimore smacked that ass. 29-7.
Yeah, Atlanta, I don't know.
Their offensive line is boo-boo. Their defense is boo-boo. Nothing from the running game. Matt Ryan, I mean, he ain't no Matty Ice.
Yeah, he's
just Matty Ice cold, as in you can't do nothing.
You know, and Roddy White hasn't been playing up to par. They
although he had a great game.
Yeah,
9 for 100 and a touchdown on 15 targets. That's a lot of targets for him.
Garbage time.
So yeah,
The sad thing is Tampa Bay actually has a chance to capitalize if they get their crap together. They could actually make a run in this division.
They could.
They could, but...
But they're already talking about trading Vincent Jackson. Stuff out, all that talk.
Oh, no.
Nobody wants Vincent Jackson, I guess.
Well, I don't think it's so much nobody wants him, but that contract, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's paid a lot
this
of money.
This is why guys don't be wanting to give you all that money. Like, yeah. I want to be paid like a top wide receiver. And then you better prove it.
You gotta produce.
And you
there's only
suck
that, that few bunch that guys are like, all right, you worth that number one money. I mean, A.J. Green getting locked up. Calvin Johnson's been locked up. Demaryius Thomas going to get locked up.
Dez Bryant's
going to get locked up. That's basically the top four. I mean, you got Jordy Nelson. He's already got his contract.
Antonio Brown, I think, is signed.
Antonio Brown, yeah, I believe he's signed. He's under contract. So, I mean, most of the top receivers are already signed or are going to be signed to long-term deals.
These guys are producing. He doesn't produce. He has a game, and then he goes four games without doing nothing.
Now, in fairness to him, he did have Josh Gordon and Josh McCown and now Mike Glennon. So, I mean, he hasn't really had the best quarterbacks to work with. I mean, when he was with Phillip Rivers, when he had a good quarterback, he was balling.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Arizona keeping it going. Whooped on the Raiders. We'll get into the Raiders when we get in that division because we need to say much about them. Hey, man, Cardinals keep trucking.
Yep.
Carson Palmer's looking solid. That defense looking right. I mean, they sitting 5-1 in that division.
They are sitting pretty.
3-0 at home. 3-0 in the conference.
Mm.
That's a big little chip in the pocket.
That's huge. That is very huge.
So they for real.
They're rolling, yeah. I think they're serious.
You know, people may doubt. Yes, I'm not selling Carson Palmer, Ellington, all that. Larry Fitzgerald seems to be slipping.
Yeah.
But that dude can produce. He's probably one of the few receivers who I know is not putting up the numbers. But
come
he's
crunch
clutch.
Time. Exactly. Come crunch time. That's who you going to.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I mean,
sorry, Michael Floyd, but.
I mean, Michael Floyd's been stepping up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got, it's not all on Larry Fitzgerald, which is great. They're doing the damn thing. So they just got to keep it going.
Exactly.
Seattle. Oh, my God.
The Legion of Boom. Where are you?
I did not see that coming.
I mean, St. Louis, man. St. Louis. Yeah, shit has hit the fan at this point. Because, I mean, my God. And they've lost their identity.
Mm-hmm.
They really are not doing what they should be. And again, Russell Wilson ran for 100 yards. They're not sticking to what got them to being Super Bowl champs. I mean, yes, do we want Russell Wilson to do a little bit more? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you go away from what got you your title. You need to feed Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch got 18 carries. He should at least have 20.
Yeah.
At least 20 carries.
You got to.
At least. Every game. And I mean, 36 passes for Russell Wilson, that's a lot of passes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of passes.
I mean, you've already, you know, you got rid of Percy Harvin. You got rid of Golden Tate. You know, Doug Baldwin stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know fools is jumping to get him on the waiver wire.
Of course.
And Doug Baldwin's solid. I mean, you know, Von Kurtz is all, you know, Kurtz is cool. You know, losing Golden Tate now really sucks. Like,
yeah.
Really?
You lost him and Sidney Rice, both of them. They gone. You don't really have a go-to tight end.
No, but now, you know, there's chirping out there, which, you know, it's going to be... They're going to have to get an award for all of that talk.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's like, uh-oh. The
locker room starting to fall apart. Mm-hmm.
Something coming out.
Yeah.
Niners.
Go ahead and say it.
Got blown the hell out.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Demolished. Destroyed. Picked apart. I hate to say I told you all, but I told y'all what was going to happen. Broncos was going to say what to San Francisco? Colin Kaepernick, sit your ass in that pocket and throw the ball. That is what you're going to have to do to beat us. And, of course, we all know he can't do it. And it was just an absolute ass whooping. 42-17. Von Miller, where are you at? Because, I mean, he has just been rolling lately. Killing these quarterbacks. He and DeMarcus Ware, reminiscent of he and Elvis Dumervil, destroying cats. It's a wrap, son. I told y'all, once Von Miller get healthy, it is over.
I mean,
he dictates everything. He dictates everything for the defense because you have to account for him on every single play. Have to, which means somebody getting single.
No, he stepped up. He's leading the league in sacks. You know,
DeMarcus Ware number two. Boom!
That defense, you know, got six sacks on Kaepernick. Shut them down. 62 yards, 62 total rushing yards for the San Francisco 49ers.
That's it. That's it. That Broncos defense is shutting down running games right now. They are on point. They have meshed well. And man, oh man, they are flying high.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, San Francisco, they got to get their crap together.
Nick 3-3, now third in the division. Ew.
Colin Kaepernick, he's, again, with these running quarterbacks, man, I just.
He only ran it only three times, but.
Yeah, but he's not that good as a pocket passer.
QBR rating of 40.5.
Thank you. He's not a good pocket passer. I've been saying that forever.
Getting, you know, getting pressure all day. They just. It was a bad look. I mean, God. The two teams that are supposed to be the quote-unquote two best teams in the NFC, both having their issues right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to do, but
it's crazy to see how the mighty have fallen.
Point differential of -7.
Yeah, their defense, I understand they've had a boatload of injuries on their linebacking core.
I mean,
but at the same time, I mean, when you have injuries, you got guys have to step up and play the role. I mean, the Broncos had to go through that crap last year. We lost a bunch of people.
The Niners were supposed to be deep. I mean, it felt like they were just deep as hell.
Yeah, so now can you attribute this partially to the whole locker room issue, quote unquote?
No, I mean, they're 4-3.
It seems to
they are second. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said 4-3. They're second in the division. Losing, Alden Smith, Patrick Willis.
Navarro Bowman.
I mean.
That's rough.
And they seem to be the stars of the defense.
Yeah. That's rough. It's hard to replace. I ain't saying linebackers, it's easy.
And they're a team that was, to me, it was about running the ball, stopping the run. Can't stop the run. This game, they got nothing from the running game. Starting to not run Frank Gore as much.
Mm-hmm.
Relying on Kaepernick. I mean, granted, people are like, he's got talent, but he's never been high on Vernon Davis. You know, Bolden is a great possession receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Crabtree comes and goes.
Yeah.
And this is the time. Like, especially coming off, you getting paid. He just has to, as Kaepernick, just hold the fort till the defense steps up.
Exactly.
I don't think it's a locker room issue yet. But, of course, you know, when you winning, everything looks gravy.
It seems like these teams that are struggling, the locker room chirps are coming out.
Mm-hmm. It is so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now, I mean, out this conference, Dallas. Right now, Dallas and Green Bay look good.
Yes.
And Arizona.
Yes. Those are the three best teams in the conference.
You know, Philly's 5-1. I know they were on a bye. You know, they still in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't sold on Detroit yet.
No.
But, you know, those three teams right now is doing some things. They look like they're the front runner. Dallas, of course, you know, based on record and what I've not seen so far, they in the driver's seat.
Correct.
Watch out for Aaron Rodgers. And I will not be shocked at all. Well, it would be shocking, but Arizona wins this damn conference. Then I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Exactly.
All right, on to the AFC. We was talking about them. Let's just talk about your squad.
Oh, best team in football? That's who you're talking about? The best team in the NFL right now?
Okay. Yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about them. Demolish San Francisco. Ronnie Hillman has just been revolutionized. I don't know what's going on, but John Fox got in his head because he's playing well this year. Monty Ball, looks like he's going to be a change of pace kind of guy when he gets back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their offense is just rolling, man. It's unreal how potent their offense is. It's really unbelievable. Their offense is not on the pace to put up the points they put up last year, but they're a much better offense than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Emmanuel Sanders just brings a whole...
Emmanuel Sanders was a git.
He brings a whole different dimension to that team.
We're going to talk about him when we get into that Thursday night game. But
he, I mean, it's pick your poison, man.
I mean, Demaryius Thomas.
Who you going to shut down?
I mean, damn.
Pick who you going to shut down.
Because he had them two games where it was like, oh, he kind of quiet.
Because all of a sudden, the defense was focused on him. And that's why Emmanuel Sanders was going. And you were like, oh, we got to shift. You know, Julius Thomas, mm-hmm. who got 9 TDs. So you're like, all right, we got to watch out for them. Oh, okay, now Demaryius can go off.
He been having like, what, 3-4, like 100-yard games?
I mean, he's a
150-yard game type game. He's like, damn.
He's a number one receiver anyway. But I mean, from what I've read, I mean, I guess he was just going through some things through the month of September. Kind of had his attention, you know, not where it should have been. But he said he's back now. He's focused. That bye week was good for him to get his mind right and shit. He's been rolling ever since.
Hey, we seen it. We seen it with my Spurs. You get that loss. Mm-hmm. You don't like Lou. Everybody like, oh, y'all whack.
Yep.
You soft.
Yep.
Folks on First Take. Oh, they whack. You know, they kind of got smacked around. They kind of soft. I don't know. And then, you know, like, you
their
know what?
Their defense is looking top notch.
Just that defense. And we like, we got one goal.
Yep.
And it ain't getting to the Super Bowl. It's winning the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Anything less ain't shit. And they look like we got a chip on our shoulder.
For all them Cowboy fans who was roasting DeMarcus Ware, like, oh, he always hurt, blah, blah, blah. Second in the league in sacks. He said he want him and Vaughn to be 1 and 2, and so far that's what's happening right now. Let's go. If we had this kind of defense last year, we champs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but we champs. So let's roll.
Yeah, but it's humbling. You know, you lose. You get that humble loss like that. And you're like, all right, we got some things to do. And they doing it, man.
Yep.
And I know you was happy to see them Chiefs help you out. Beat the Chargers.
They gave me the magic I was asking for. Thank you, Kojak, if you gave me any. But man, it was great. It was a close game.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego battled hard. Kansas City's a tough team. Everybody keeps writing them off, but I'm like, they're a pretty good team. I mean, shoot. So, I mean, Alex Smith had a decent game. Jamal Charles was Jamal Charles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this Brandon Oliver kid. Looks pretty good.
No.
He looks pretty good. And freaking Antonio Gates, who everybody said was old and done, is back.
He's still
again.
Doing it.
So he really didn't go anywhere. I mean, happens, man. You have a couple down seasons, but the talent's still there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you knew he wasn't just going away.
You know, Brandon Oliver, all right. Keenan Allen, still getting the targets.
Mm-hmm.
He's all right.
And no touchdown. No.
You know, but they took that L. But, you know, they still in it.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers is still looking good.
Yep.
All right, let's just get this over with. I'm going to say it right here and right now. Let's see if they change my mind. But them Raiders.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
I can't even
believe. I just hope we can win a game.
I just hope. When are y'all going to win a game?
I can't even believe you even played that. Playoffs. The word playoffs shouldn't even be equated with the Raiders.
I had to
right
get
now.
To the end. I just hope we can win a game. Like, damn, winless. Only team now.
500 is what the Oakland Raiders should be aiming for every single season. 500. Let's try to get to the playoffs.
Damn.
Dude, they've been bad for so long. You have to crawl before you can walk. You need to set small goals. I understand at the beginning of the season, we're all fighting for the same thing to go to the Super Bowl. You know damn good and well, there is no way in hell Raider fans were like, yeah, Super Bowl or bust.
Mm-hmm.
No. We need to work on getting to 500 and then focus on improving from that point. You got to start small, man. So, good Lord. I mean, look. What's really bugging me, what honestly is really bothering me, is because I still have faith in Matt Schaub, and I don't understand why they ain't giving him a shot. You suck right now, but Derek Carr ain't won a game.
No. Nope.
I mean, can Matt Schaub get a chance to at least win a game? Well, we don't want to stunt Derek Carr's growth. What? So you're going to become the second team to not win a game in the NFL?
Oh.
That's what y'all going to do? Because the way it's looking, y'all ain't winning a game. I can't wait to play y'all. I can't wait for the Broncos to play the Raiders. We might set all-time records. And just destroy them. They just placed Lamar Woodley on IR, who did nothing this whole freaking season. Justin Tuck has disappeared. They veterans, I don't know. That truly is the black hole. Because you go there and you disappear.
Because you can look at their next. I'm just looking at their schedule. They got they at Cleveland. Which
you know, that is your best shot to get a W.
At Seattle.
Loss.
Versus Denver.
Loss. Super loss.
Those two. I'm just hoping for them.
Super loss.
I'm like, get a win.
At Cleveland. Yeah. Because you ain't losing. You ain't winning them games.
Because Seattle coming in. Seattle ain't going to want to lose to y'all.
And Denver damn sure ain't losing to y'all.
That division is game.
Hell no. Peyton be damned.
Yeah, we might be like, damn.
Exactly.
No, then they got San Diego, Kansas City, St. Louis, Frisco.
St. Louis, maybe. Frisco, lost. Oh, yeah, losing them all.
I'm like, shit.
Y'all possibly may become the second team to not win a game.
So,
yeah. The only way you will ever. When did they play us again last?
At the end of this, they play y'all in 2 weeks, no, in 3 weeks, and then the last game of the season.
The only way y'all might ever slightly beat us is if we bench everybody.
Damn.
That's the only way you beating us last game. That's it. Because otherwise, you got no hope. But for the Raiders, man, like I said, small steps, baby steps. You got to focus on getting to 500. Just get to damn 500 and then go on from there. I feel so bad for Raider fans. They have been the worst franchise.
Dude, ever since they lost in that Super Bowl,
they have
nosedived.
I mean, completely bombed.
Because they were veteran heavy on that team. And then just like draft pick bust.
Jamarcus.
Passing up on Calvin Johnson.
That was it. And I said they should have picked freaking Calvin Johnson. I was like, they better pick Calvin Johnson. Oh, they're picking Jamarcus.
Oh, now, we need a quarterback. I'm like, this dude.
Calvin Johnson's a monster. You don't even. I was like, this is before you had dudes like him. He's 6'5", 230, runs a 4.3, and you're passing on him. And Detroit was like, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm. For
thank you.
Right. For a quarterback. You know, this dude rare.
For a quarterback who got an arm.
Darren McFadden ain't work out.
Injury prone. He was injury prone coming out of college.
No, they
don't get me started on Darius Hayward Bay. Don't get me started.
No.
One of the worst first round picks ever.
No, we don't want Crabtree. We don't want
even, we want speed. What the
he gone.
It was whatever. And Al Davis, God rest his soul, just he ruined that franchise. He really did. So, hey, Raider fans, y'all getting some love. We talking about y'all, so there it is.
Yeah, get some, you know. Shout out to the Jags. Finally got out that,
hey, that donut. Beat them Browns. Mm-hmm. Hey, Raiders, take notice.
Jeez. You like Jags won. Actually, shit, 24-6. I was like, the fuck, Cleveland?
He's lucky he wasn't in Cleveland. Because you know what was going to happen, right? Johnny. And then there it is. He is lucky they were on the road. And the coach even admitted they thought about pulling him for Johnny Football. So I mean, I'm like, had you been at home, dog, they'd have been calling for your head. Put Johnny in. Put him in. And I guarantee you, if they were at home, they would have put him in. Just to appease the fan base. And that was the last we were going to see of Brian Hoyer. That was it. Because the minute they put him in, you can't take him out. You can't take him out once you put him in.
You got to. Brian Hoyer, I mean, this is like boo-boo game.
Yeah.
16 or 41. Like, yeah, so you had him throw 41 times.
That's Tim Tebow-esque right there.
Yeah, you got 69 yards total from rushing. Oof. Benton ain't do nothing. You let Denard Robinson come run out of nowhere.
Buckshot on y'all.
127 Woo! Yards. Woo! You gave up 100. You only got 69. You gave up 185.
Oh, Lord.
To the winless Jacksonville. It wasn't like they was a monster team. This was a – should have been a W.
I said their defense was underrated, but damn, they got shredded. But, I mean, part of that can be attributed to their poor offense. I mean, their offense can't get nothing going. If y'all can't – even if your defense is constantly on the daggum field, they're going to get worn out. And
we said they lost a Pro Bowl center.
Yeah. I said it was going to be a huge loss for them, and – it was going to be an adjustment for Brian Hoyer, but I mean, I didn't expect this.
Yeah. Right now, they're feeling it. Well, they got that game versus Oakland, so.
If they lose that game, we will see Johnny Football. I said about week eight, about midseason, I would, if they're shitty, I'd expect him in. We hitting about midseason, If they lose to the winless Oakland Raiders after losing to the winless Jags, Johnny Football, mark my words, will be in there starting quarterback, and that's the last we've seen of Brian Hoyer, at least as a starting quarterback for the Browns. Because other than that...
Yeah, I saw some coming in showing his out Ninja Turtle outfit.
His Ninja Turtle outfit, you know what I'm saying? Taking me back.
Yeah, all of that.
Yep. But, yeah, so, I mean, for the Browns, Johnny Football, it looks like it's starting to be time.
Yeah, they lose back-to-back to the two boo-boo teams.
Johnny Football's
it's going. Yeah, the talk is going to start. Now,
ain't no talking started. Johnny Football will be starting, and that's it.
If Hoyer has another crappy game, if he plays well and they lose, you can't.
I don't even know. You can't lose back-to-back to winless teams.
But if it's the defense's fault.
And they're at Cleveland? Mark my words. Mark my words. I don't even care if he plays well. He can have a great game, but I guarantee you he loses.
They down 17-0. It's going to be chirping.
Oh, that's it. If they down 17-0, Johnny Football, where you at?
Yeah.
Regardless, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You better freaking win. There ain't no in between. You have to win, period.
Yeah, you got to. Period. Hey, man, and else in that, since we were talking about that AFC South division, man, the Colts, they just keep on rolling.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Where are you at, Cincinnati?
What did I say? Then I said, can Andy Dalton win without A.J. Green? 18-38, 126. That's telling me he can't win without him.
Nice. He's struggling.
I mean, you targeted Jermaine Gresham. You got him 10 catches for 48 yards. I mean, come on, dude. So, I mean, I know Indy's defense is okay, but it ain't that damn good. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that is shocking. I mean, I'm not surprised at the win.
But the donut?
Yeah, the fact that they put up a donut. Ugh. Mm-mm. Giovanni Bernard, 7 carries, 17 yards.
They had 12 carries altogether for 32 yards.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Feed that man.
You ain't even get to 20 carries as a team. What are you doing? they stopped the run. They shutting it down, so let's just stop.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
It was bad. It was very bad. They're putting the ball too much in the hands of Andy Dalton, and he's not an elite quarterback. He was paid as an elite quarterback, but he's not an elite quarterback, and we all know this. Everybody has been saying it ever since he came out of TCU. I mean, everybody knew he didn't really have the quote-unquote NFL arm to make the big-time throws. He was not, don't get me wrong, he was solid. He was very solid, but you kind of knew he was going to be an okay quarterback, you know, as opposed to like an Andrew Luck. You see him coming out, you know he's going to be great. I mean, there's no question about it. You know what I'm saying? So, with Andy Dalton, I mean, it's been said, it's been stated, it's been proven. He can't win, you know, the big games for you. You know, and clearly without A.J. Green, he can't do anything. I mean, A.J. Green has had to make some of the most ridiculous circus catches.
Yeah.
So part of that you have to attribute to Andy Dalton. And, I mean, without his guy doing that, they're terrible.
They are.
They're terrible.
And Andrew Luck just continues on, 20-42, 344, two touchdowns.
Prodigy.
Hey, Amon Bradshaw is getting that work.
Yeah. You know,
I didn't start him that last week. I should have, and that cost me a W, but he locked in, especially in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still trying to get Trent Richardson the ball.
I mean, he didn't have a bad game.
No.
14 carries, 77.
He's still effective. I mean, they are – the two-back system is working for them.
Yes.
You know, but in crunch time, yeah, Amon Bradshaw should be on the field getting that work.
Yeah, I hear you. But, I mean, it's going to come to a point. I mean, Andrew Luck, I got to give the man credit. He's doing his thing, but, golly, he can only throw so many times. 42 more attempts, like, golly. Your arm ain't tired?
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
Seriously. But, I mean, he's just that good.
Yeah, and then, you know, that Monday night game. God, that was embarrassing. Texans were up 13-0.
My wife
Everything
and I were
is going
watching.
Great.
My wife and I were watching, and she is a huge Steelers fan, and it was just like, ah, there it is. There it is, just rolling on them.
No, they needed that.
Yeah, they needed that W.
Because, jeez.
I mean. But, I mean, even the Steelers, I mean, Steelers still looked sloppy in that game.
But, yeah, I mean, what? You up 13, you down 13 nothing. Well, like 7 minutes left. Fucking get 24 points before.
I don't know what happened. Their defense got rejuvenated. I don't know what it is. Their defense just came back and just put a smacking down on them.
Made them plays, made man.
Some serious big time plays for him, man. Hey, Le'Veon Bell looking good, man.
Tonio Brown had a little pass and touch. Tonio Brown is beast, and I got him in two leagues. That dude is he's trying to get himself in that top five wide receiver category. You just put him wherever the hell on the field, he making plays.
Exactly, exactly. And he returns kicks too. I mean, he's all around.
Percy Harvin, he returned. Put him on everywhere. You throwing it to him.
Yep.
He ain't getting – Percy Harvin ain't getting them kind of looks. No, it's Houston, man. Oh, this is a blown opportunity, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're playing in the San Division and the Colts. More than likely, you're not going to catch them. 3-4.
There's another now, one where Ryan Mallett, where you at?
Mm-hmm. It's looking that way. And DeAndre Hopkins had a nice game in there. Andre Johnson still –
they said he didn't get the ball enough, and he was open in certain situations. So,
okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't know, man.
Aaron Foster's holding up.
He's trying.
Mm-hmm. He's still producing. You better got to use him while he's there.
Exactly. Feed that man.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, yeah. I mean, Baltimore's sitting cool with 5-2 in that division.
Mm-hmm.
Things are looking great for them. Yeah, Cincinnati falling down. Pittsburgh can steal it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it close. And the next time they play, that's going to be a big game.
Exactly.
And, shit. You know, New England, was they off? Did they play?
They had Jets. We talked about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They had the Jets game. They won. New England's still in the mix. Mm-hmm. Y'all play them next week.
Let's go. Can't wait. And it's at New England. Let's prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's prove a point.
Yeah, all right. Let's get into this week 8. Start off with your squad cruising past.
Again, what else do I need to say? We're the best freaking team in the league, bar none. Can't nobody handle us right now at this particular point in time. San Diego, look, I know your fans, some of y'all are like, man, that was a fumble and blah, 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 blah. Look, might have it been a turning point in the game, yes or no, fine. You want 7 extra points, fine. You still lost.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference. It wasn't like it was close. Secondly, it was early in the game. It wasn't like it was fourth quarter, crunch time, and then this happened. It happened early in the game. Y'all had time to catch back up. Your running game was shut down, and Von Miller was rolling again, baby. I mean, this man needs to get some MVP love, or at least some Defensive Player of the Year love. Let's go.
Now, Von Miller up there, I mean, he's trying to push J.J. Watt for that Defensive Player of the Year.
People forget about that 18.5 sacks he had. Rolling, baby. It looked like he ready to get 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it. Him and DeMarcus Ware are an unbelievable tandem. Are you kidding me? Pick your poison, please. That's a wrap, son.
You know you're feeling good.
Oh, I'm feeling great.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
And I will. Crown me. Crown us, baby, because we coming. Oh, and New England has a makeshift offensive line. Ooh, I don't know if they're ready for the likes of Vaughn, baby. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And we got a long week to rest. Done. And we was coming off small. Come on, man. Thursday night, what? Yeah. We always say they blowouts, and we blew them out, baby. Blew them out the water. And I was loving every minute of it.
The rest of week 8, we got the Lions at the Falcons.
Oh, God. Detroit better win this game.
Yeah. This is one of them games where you were like, oh, did you start feeling good about Detroit?
And then they lose.
Because Falcons need this, man. I mean, if you're going to stay alive and try to win
in your division, yeah. It's desperation.
You better win the home games because we know on the road you ain't winning.
So,
Lions should win this game. But
I'm teetering towards Atlanta in this one. I'm teetering towards
Well, they
Atlanta.
Did get their ass whooped. And, you know, it is now like, hey.
Do something.
Everybody saying you ain't shit.
Yep.
Do something. Texans going at the Titans. Just, you know, had to bring that up because Titans starting rookie QB.
Zach Mattenberger. A lot of people thought he was going to be a first-round pick out of LSU out of this year's draft. Tore his ACL, so he fell to like the 6th, 7th round.
Mm.
But hey, if nothing else, the kid has a huge arm. Justin Hunter, they're gonna go to him deep.
Mm-hmm.
So look out. I mean, they can't do no worse. Jake Locker seems he's done in Tennessee. Check down Charlie Whitehurst. I mean, he's done. Backup forever.
Yeah. Got the Seahawks at the Panthers, and that's gonna be interesting.
Once again, the Seahawks should win this game.
Yeah.
But again,
on the road, they always seem a little iffy.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
They've lost what? It's two losses in a row?
They can't afford to lose three straight.
They can't lose because now people really gonna start getting on them.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Cam Newton can work some magic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And you know, if they want to stay, you know, ahead in their division, they gonna need this win. And this is a nice test.
Yes.
This is a nice test for Cam Newton and them boys.
Well, they got shellacked against Green Bay. They better do something.
Yeah, they did. They two losses like that in a row ain't gonna be good.
Exactly.
Ravens at the Bengals.
Again, Baltimore should win this game. I mean, with Cincinnati,
AJ Green ain't playing.
Oh, then Baltimore's gonna win. that's all I needed to hear. AJ Green ain't playing. Oh well, Baltimore won.
Yep.
Mark that down. That is my lock of the week. Guaranteed.
Oh, here we go.
Guaranteed victory for Baltimore.
Interesting game. Bears at the Patriots.
Oh, jeez.
You can totally see.
I can New see England the Bears just, whooping their ass.
I can see every damn scenario. I can see New England kicking their ass.
I can see the Bears whooping their ass. I can see the Bears.
I can see the Bears going up by 15 and then losing the game. You know,
I'm going to go with Chicago in this one.
Ooh,
they're basically in a situation they have to produce. They have to bounce back and have to do well. And I could see, similar to my worries with Denver, I could see New England looking ahead to that game with Denver and now, you know, not 100% focused on this game at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Especially taking it lightly, considering how Chicago's played.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them getting a little complacent and getting caught off guard in that fashion. So I think Chicago will bounce back. I can go with Chicago on this.
Chicago needs this more.
Mm-hmm.
After that loss, they
better win.
Yeah, I can.
And New England lost Chandler Jones, their best pass rusher.
Jesus.
He might be out for the season. Might be. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, if the Patriots lose, it's not – you get really concerned. Mm-hmm. It's not a panic because of their division. Chicago lose, you like, what the hell? What is going on with y'all?
Yeah.
We got the Bills at the Jets. You know, the Bills, oh, man, talk about injuries back to back, man.
Yeah. Freaking Fred Jackson. I said they needed to give C.J. Spiller more touches, but they gave him one for like 50-something yards, and then he got hurt, and it's like, geez. Yeah,
Fred Jackson out for 4 weeks. I know they got Anthony Dixon in.
Bryce Brown.
I mean, I have both of them dudes in the league. Actually, because I had Adrian Peterson on that team. He gone, and somebody else was on up. I think Sproles on the bye. I was like, oh, I got to start both these niggas. And it was like, wait, they both out?
Yeah.
I still won, but I'm like, great, now I got to replace both of them dudes. God damn it.
That Peter from Family Guy. Oh, that Family Guy episode is great. But, yeah, I felt bad for him. Another one, you saw him on the cart. I could see the emotion. Mm-hmm. I tweeted as soon as I saw him on the cart. I was like, well, season ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's been confirmed. His season's
over. Well,
they
put him on that, I guess, the IR to return.
Come back, but his season's probably over.
Yeah, I mean, unless they happen to be in the mix, which they probably not.
Won't be, so.
Sit him down, get him healthy, and they had talked about trading him beforehand.
He's a free agent after this season, so we'll see.
And the Jets need this, so the Jets should win this game.
Should.
It's Kyle Orton, but yeah, should.
And potentially the game of the week, Philly at Arizona, man. Mm. The Birds is going at it.
Yeah, man.
So.
Yeah, I like that. That is potentially a good game of the week.
That's going to be a great game. I could damn well see Arizona whooping their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I could really see Arizona giving it to Philly in this game.
Both at 5-1.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And, you know, Arizona, they're licking their chops. They know they're in top of their division, and they know they got to keep winning, especially with Seattle and San Francisco right behind them. So I could... They look ready, man. They're poised, and they're doing a great job. The only loss they took was to the best team in football. Ain't no shame in that.
No. So. No, I like what I'm seeing. I like this game a lot. Yeah, I'm leaning toward the Cardinals, especially being at home.
Mm-hmm.
Philly came off that bye. I think they will be poised to do some damage.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get this run game going, but against that defense, exactly. I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, Nick Foles has looked good. He ain't been great at times, but he's been good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your squad going to do, Kyler. I don't know, but this would be a big, you know, this would kind of push the Cowboys, letting them know you ain't going away.
Especially since the Cowboys are on a – oh, no, they're not on a bye. They play Monday night.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Philly needs this.
Yep. Do you think Raiders get their first win this week?
No.
Okay.
No. I think that they're going to go on the road. Cleveland's been pretty good at home. If nothing else, they've been pretty good at home. We saw they were able to beat Pittsburgh. They pushed Pittsburgh the first game, and they were able to beat them the second one. Sometimes, you catch a team on the wrong day, you know, it happens. Yeah. So I'm not going to completely say they look terrible, but Brian Hoyer, he's had two bad games in a row. I mean, granted, one was a win, but he hasn't really looked all that great. So they're going to have to get off to a quick start. But like I said, they got to win. Yeah. I'm going to roll with Cleveland just because I dig Brian Hoyer and I'm pulling for him. So I'm going to roll with Cleveland. But if they lose, that's it for Brian Hoyer. He's done. It's Johnny Football time.
I won't go that far, but I do think if he plays like crap, it's going to be hard not to put Johnny Manziel
mm-hmm.
in. I don't – if the Raiders – don't win now, they're not going to win for another few weeks.
Yep.
So I'm pulling for them to win. But after the Browns took an L, I think if the Browns hadn't lost, I'd probably say they would win. But after the Browns got embarrassed, you know, I don't think they'd lose again.
Yeah.
I got the Colts at the Steelers.
Indy should shellack Pittsburgh. As much as I like Mike Tomlin and everything. They defense can't handle Andrew Luck.
They just don't have the depth anymore.
Their defense ain't the same, man.
No.
It's not.
They haven't been able to draft well.
As my wife says, Ben Roethlisberger lost all that weight, but seems to seem slower than he was before. And he doesn't seem like he can. I was watching that game against the Texans. He's not that Ben Roethlisberger he used to be, man. Like, he can't shrug guys off anymore.
No.
He lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
He lost a lot of weight, and I think that took a lot of his strength away. He used to shrug dudes off. Now all you got to do basically is like tap him, and he just falls. And it's like, what happened to Big Ben? He's just Ben now. He ain't Big Ben no more.
He's not the elite quarterback he used to be.
He's not.
And a lot of people haven't talked about it, but I don't know if it's the Todd Haley thing still.
I don't think it is.
Right now, I think it's just the talent. They used to get. Their front lines used to be the shit. That's what the Steelers are known for, having a great offensive line, defensive line. Right now, neither one of them is that great.
They used to spend a lot of their first-round picks on their lines.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially their offensive line, once they picked, was David DeCastro out of Stanford, and he got hurt. I don't know, man. They kind of shied away from that position a little bit the past couple of years. They need to get back on that train.
Mm-hmm.
Get them some interior help.
Yeah, I like the Colts in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Steelers trying to make it a little close, but yeah, Andrew Luck is going to pull out another game
mm-hmm.
and just keep that MVP talk going.
Yep.
The Sunday night game, Packers at Saints.
Green Bay, moving on.
Should be a shootout. Everybody would love for it to be a shootout.
Jimmy Graham, just give me a damn TD, please. Honestly, I don't even care. Just give me a touchdown. I'm going to be selfish in this one. Jimmy Graham, just give me a TD, please.
Yeah, we know Pierre Thomas out. Kyrie Robinson out. Mark Ingram back. Give me some.
Because the way Green Bay's rolling, I'm not going with New Orleans.
Nah. I do think, you know, Packers just keep it going. They
keep rolling on them. You know. That Rob Ryan defense looks terrible.
Let's hope it's first to 35 wins.
I hope. I would hope. But I don't know.
Saints struggling to get to 20 points.
I'm losing faith.
Real. And the Monday night game, Redskins at Cowboys.
Cowboys ass whooping. Moving on.
Damn.
It's Washington with Colt McCoy. Washington beats Dallas with Colt McCoy as their starter. My respect factor is going to go all the way down.
Damn,
for Dallas.
All the way down?
They're going to smidgen. Really?
Yep.
Colt McCoy, you're 6-1. You've been rolling.
Brian Aragbo was out.
You have no excuses. This is the third string quarterback.
And you are playing the best football you've played in a long time. And you're on Monday Night Football.
Granted, it's a division opponent, but you're at home.
Right. If you're at home Monday night with this ownership, you can't lay a damn egg.
You better not. Like I said, it's going to go down.
Yeah.
It's going to go down.
Yeah. Now, if they blow Washington out the water, which they should.
Which they should do.
Then, you know, now that everybody can clearly watch them because they're the only team playing, mm-hmm. only game on Monday night.
We can focus in on
a lot of more hype is going to build for the Cowboys.
And you've heard a lot of people say that the reason, and I'm just throwing this out there, the reason that their defense has looked so good is they haven't had to be on the field that long.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of people are saying. So we will see. We'll see. I mean, it's a division game, but they should shellac Washington.
They should.
They should beat them down.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
See exactly.
Yeah, another week is almost in the books.
Yes,
can't
sir.
Wait. We almost did a halfway point.
That's right.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back, you know, around the corner starting next week. NBA, let's go.
Yep.
Let's get into it, y'all. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lame and Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
On the world tear, jumping 13,000 feet out of plane in the air like where? The next ghetto I'm gonna run, I'm gonna shut them eardrums until you talk a sign language, there goes son. Walls start to bleeding when my jaws is leaking. Doc do 200 first week, your label calling me in. Yeah, I'm gonna let the gorillas up in your building, kick your door, shoot up the ceiling, snatch the coat, kidnap the children. Don't start lying about your tire being flat or catching an allergy attack when I ask the battle in the back. Saddle in them hoes like yeehaw. Bitch, enjoy the tour while you're fucking the doc 5 o'clock free ride. Everlast too late for them. These paper thin niggas rob them at the ATM with a staple gun. I'm a boogie scuba diver. Holla, you rap scholars do the knowledge. You won't make it through the college. Be the R-I-C-K. Never wore those. My lyrics to the mic is like my hormones to pornos. Bitches keep the door closed. Hey, yo, motherfuckers be trying to step in my zone. I grab my comb and I'm like, yo, it's on. Motherfuckers be trying to step in my zone. I grab my comb and I'm like, yo, it's on. Motherfuckers be trying to step in my zone. I grab my comb and I'm like, yo, it's on. Motherfuckers be trying to step in my zone. I grab my comb and I'm like, yo, it's on.
Hey, yo, who fucking with us? We busting your guts with lyrics. Either you feel it or fear it. And smash the hardest artist, regardless of steez. I'm heartless with these.
You ready?
Cock it and squeeze. With precise precision, you better listen. Guaranteed to blur your vision if we engage in collision. Talk slick and be laid out in chalk. I still stay out in north and blaze my way out the court. So nigga, fuck what you thought.
Welcome back to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. If y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to get us, let us know how y'all team is doing. Y'all want to talk some football. You know, we almost at the halfway point. What you think of your teams and all that, hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know and we will definitely get back at you. Holla.
That's right. So, yeah, this week starting, I think, Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
I think, NBA is here.
I believe.
I'm ready. Let's
yep, go. Tuesday.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's see who we got on the schedule. So far, it's three games.
Mm.
Orlando, New Orleans.
Yep.
Dallas, San Antonio.
Yeah, baby, give me
at
rings.
San Antonio.
Ring ceremony.
And, Lord have mercy, Dwight Howard's coming to L.A.
Mm.
It's going to be Houston against them Lakers. Dwight Howard's coming back. Kobe Bryant's going to be on the floor for the first time in a while. And can't even front. Can't front. I will be watching. Especially, it's on TNT. I got to see my boys. Chuck, Kenny, and all of them again. You know they're going to be cracking some jokes with Shaq on there, too. It's going to be great, you know?
All right, before we get into the hometown franchise and all this shit.
Yes, sir.
Do a quick. So we went through our previews.
Yeah, we did.
So let's get some questions now. All right. Start with the East. So right now, I think you and I have the same. We got Bulls winning the Central.
Yep.
We had.
No, we differed on the Atlantic. You had Toronto. I had Brooklyn.
Okay.
Where Brooklyn at?
Yeah. And then we both had Washington.
That's correct.
All right. So who do you think is going to be the fourth team to get home court advantage in the first round for the East?
In the first round for the East.
Yeah, who's going to at least get that wild card spot, I suppose?
You know what? I'm going to give it to Toronto.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to Toronto. I like what I've seen so far in the preseason from them. They look pretty good. They seem to have not missed a step. They still have some things to work out here and there, but I think they're going to be pretty good. I think they're going to be a pretty good team. DeMar DeRozan, and once again, I think he's an underrated player. I think he's really, really good, and he's just got to work on his three-point shot. That's his one, seems to be his one little Achilles heel. But besides that, they've got to be the fourth best team. I mean,
hold on. You putting them now. We're doing this by division, so you don't think Cleveland going to be in the top four?
Oh, excuse, you know what? My bad.
No, my bad.
You know what?
Look, that was boo-boo last year.
Yeah, I didn't put that into account. So, you know what? I will have to change that. Toronto is going to be fifth. I put Cleveland fourth. I completely missed Cleveland.
Now, now this is not rankings on if they're going to be the fourth seed.
Yeah.
This is
because I expect them to be technically the number two team in the East.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would give them the fourth seed. I mean, it's pretty damn self-explanatory. Yeah. They have the big three.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
But, yeah, Toronto fifth.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's pretty simple that Cleveland is going to be that that other team that gets home court. Yes.
My bad.
No. let's see. Who do you expect to – looking at last year, you had Indy, Miami, Toronto, Chicago, Washington, Brooklyn – Charlotte, Atlanta.
Correct.
Cleveland is going to be in there.
They're going to be fourth.
What team do you expect to be out?
Out of that bunch.
Yes.
It's got to be the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm.
I do not expect Atlanta to get in there. I see vast improvement from the Bobcats, which is why I expect them to finish second in their division.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat, I think the Heat might be the team to replace them as the seventh or eighth seed in that conference.
Okay. Out of the teams,
telling you.
Do I want to drop? I ain't confronted. It's between Atlanta and Indiana. Because Indiana, I don't.
I mean, like I said, I don't know. Indiana,
I mean,
they still can hold a hat on their defense.
But the way they was playing last year, I don't know if they can hold that hat.
Yeah.
And it's hard because Atlanta seems to just be finding ways to keep getting in the damn playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in Indiana. Hell with that. Y'all ain't making it. Just suck. Get another pick. Bring it back. No Lance Stevenson either.
Yeah.
They should be better than Atlanta. Atlanta just is able to figure some things out.
Mm-hmm.
We know who we got coming out, but we'll get to that. Who do you think is who's your sleeper team in this conference? You can say even the playoffs, and who you think is going to make – we ain't counting Cleveland because we already know. Yeah. They on paper. Who do you think is going to make, like, a big leap forward that you actually think – who do you think is actually could vie for – who could make some noise in this conference?
I mean, the sleeper team for me is Charlotte.
Okay.
I think Charlotte is poised to do some big things this season. I like Al Jefferson. I like Lance Stephenson. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist seems to have developed a small jump shot, at least. they have a little bit of depth as well, so I like what they're doing. They put some great pieces together, and I expect them to make a huge leap, and they finishing second in their division. So I expect them to be a team that won't be overlooked anymore, a team that you won't just be like, yeah, I want to play them. Nah, it ain't going to be like that anymore with Charlotte.
All right. Okay. No, I agree with you. I think Charlotte, you know, getting the Lance Stephenson after, you know, they starting to roll on some things. Kemba Walker's been improving. I think he's I think he has a good balance of when to run the team and when to look for his shot. You know, Gerald Henderson off the bench is nice. I think Jefferson is going to continue to be solid. The young guy they drafted out of Indiana.
Noah Vonleh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He might be nice to replace McRoberts. Mm-hmm. I like where this is going, and I think Steve Clifford has a nice handle on this team. I think especially if they stay healthy, kind of get some things going early. Mm-hmm. They're a solid defensive team. They can improve defensively. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be a team to reckon with. Now, I can see them really, you know, finally getting to that second round of the playoffs and, right, you know, seeing what happens from there.
Okay.
Out west, I think we had OKC, San Antonio, and the Clippers mm-hmm. winning their divisions.
Clearly.
Last year, Houston was at number four, that other team, that wild card team. Do you expect that to stay the same, or who you got in that spot?
In that spot, I'm going to have in the fourth seed, going with the Mavericks.
All right, me too.
Going with the Mavericks. It was a toss up between them and the Trailblazers.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna go with the Mavericks on this one. I just think the addition of Tyson Chandler is gonna add some defensive toughness to that front court. I mean, he's been there before. He knows how to play with Dirk. He's familiar with the system. I'm sure. It's a freaking coach. Rick Carlisle back. Happy to have him back. I like the addition of Jameer Nelson. I think he'll add a little mm-hmm. steady veteran presence to that point guard position. They don't have to necessarily run with Raymond Felton. And, I mean, Monte Ellis is Monte Ellis. He's going to score some points. You add Chandler Parsons to that mix. They look much improved from what they were last year. So, I expect them to take over that number four spot.
Okay. No, I agree. I think Dallas is going to be kind of scary.
Yep.
Like you said, they've improved on both ends of the court. Mm-hmm. Tyson Chandler coming back, familiar territory, like you said, used to Rick Carlisle. I think with how he left New York, I think he's got something to prove. I think mm-hmm. that's going to just give him a chip on his shoulder with all these rumors coming out, making it feel like he was a problem. He's always been a leader. You know, when he got to the Knicks, they got better that year.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Dallas. So I think he'll be happy, more comfortable. You know, addition to Chandler Parsons is nice. That three-headed point guard situation, you know, with Devin Harris as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like them. You know, I think they will be that wild card team to get home court. And they could possibly, you know, I don't know. I don't put them right now above those other three teams. They're not in my championship mix. But I want to see how it goes because they are not going to. And Rick Carlisle, you know, who is a championship-level coach. He's won a championship. You know, this guy knows how to run offenses. He's a really good coach. Kind of still doesn't get the love he deserves. I think they are going to be something serious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last year, you know, Spurs did the damn thing. Yeah, damn Oklahoma City, Clippers, Houston, Portland, Golden State, Memphis, and Dallas. Do you see that changing this year? And if so, who do you think is going to get in?
It's tough. That is a tough. Oh, that's a tough question, especially in this conference. It's hard.
I will say, I'll give you some time. I don't think it's changing at all. I think Dallas moves up. I think they're better than eighth. I think they're going to be at least in that four spot. Houston takes a step back. Portland, I think, is going to vie for that wild card spot. I don't think they get there. I think that veteran presence for Dallas is going to hold them all. Golden State continues to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis continues to get slept on, but they're going to get in it. I just think these are the eight best teams in that conference. Phoenix is going to get close,
mm-hmm.
you know, although now that people know who they are, it's different. You just snuck up on folk when people thought you were just going to be one of the worst teams in the league. Now that everybody knows who you are, that's different. I think Denver's going to be improved. I think those two will vie for that eighth spot,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's just going to be them same eight. New Orleans can just because they can, but I don't think they're there yet.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say Phoenix is going to replace Memphis as a team in the playoffs. I like their depth with the Morris twins. You got Gerald Green. Miles Plumlee. I mean, they have pieces, and you add Eric Gordon, Dragic, and now Isaiah Thomas off your bench as well.
They have a nice rotation of players that they can utilize. Jeff Hornacek did a great job his first year as coach. And I just think they're going to build off of that. They have a nice thing going right now. They have depth. They have utilized those draft picks they have and added some depth there as well, some young cats, some young athletic dudes. You got P.J. Tucker. Even though he's suspended the first couple games, he'll be back, add a little defensive presence to their team. So I like the direction they're going. Memphis, I just am not sold on their, first of all, their outside shooting.
Mm-hmm. That is a problem.
And number two is just the mental makeup when it comes to the playoffs, because they always seem to just squeak right in. And I just think Phoenix is going to overtake them.
Okay, okay. That's funny. And I mean, basically, yeah, and I'm probably all these teams are going to be close to 50 mm-hmm. wins at least, mm-hmm. most if not all. Those are going to be interesting. All right, who is your team going to play? Because I already know who you think is going to win the championship. Who are they playing?
Who are they playing?
Who, y'all, in the who are the Chicago Bulls going to beat Ooh. To win the NBA championship?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not trying to be biased, but you are going to see a San Antonio-Chicago finals, and the Bulls are going to whoop that ass to become champions. We got, I mean, damn it, you got to go through the best to win it all sometimes. And we're going to end up playing San Antonio. We play similar, both hard on the defense, move the ball around. But I just think Chicago is going to have that slight edge with the youth factor. And just the hunger that they have to get there. But I will say, I think it would be tough just because San Antonio has the edge of experience.
All right. I agree, and it's just the champion's different. I think my team is going to repeat. I don't think Cleveland's ready. I think it's going to take some time. I think Chicago's going to really show them what's up, and Derrick Rose will finally get over that hump. Oh, he can't beat LeBron James. He going to beat them. They're going to get there. And I just think the Spurs getting back, having that taste of not being able to win that back-to-back, they getting there, they handling business.
Yep.
And we get that repeat, and then everybody cannot pick us the year after that to repeat. All right. What y'all thought he was going to say?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Seriously.
Did you really think one of us was going to say the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win the NBA championship?
And to be frank, it's not like both our teams suck.
No.
We have both of the teams we like are championship caliber. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a fair, you know.
Yeah. When the Spurs get in, we whoop LeBron James' ass. And when we didn't, you know, Ray Allen helped him out for the win.
There you go.
All right. You know, we're not going to go really too much into the awards, but let's just say, who do you think is going to be the MVP this year?
Daggum, that's a hell of a question. MVP?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really going to just throw this out there. I think LaMarcus Aldridge is going to win MVP this
Ooh.
Year. I mean, he was finally, he blew up and kind of made a name for himself and put himself out there last season. I think people will actually be watching him now and seeing how he plays, seeing what he does night in, night out. And I see some big games for this guy this season. And granted, they might not be number one, but, you know, based on the season I think I believe he will have, I think he's going to be the MVP for the season.
Mm. I think LeBron is always going to be favored every damn mm-hmm. year until his game starts to suffer.
I just think with the pieces with LeBron, considering he's playing in the East, if they don't make the number one seed, I don't think he gets it.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're the two best teams, it's like, oh, well, who are you playing?
Like, at least LaMarcus Aldridge, I don't think they're going to be number one, but you're in the West, so.
Yeah, now, if he put up them kind of numbers, that, you know, they got to do something. My MVP, and I'm picking somebody new because the other ones are just old,
mm-hmm.
who I think has a chance to really do something is Blake Griffin.
Ooh, okay.
I think with all the momentum they had, I think he's been enough time where he's ready to be that guy for the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Clippers are going to do what they want to do and really help Chris Paul get past the second round and try to get to the finals, mm-hmm. I don't think they will. I don't know if we're playing them in Western Conference, but if they want to get to the Western Conference Finals and beyond, they have to win the conference.
Yep.
And if they're going to win, I don't know, but if they're going to win the conference, which they can, I think it falls on Blake Griffin to really even take his game up another level and be that superstar. I mean, people who give him all that because of the commercials and the dump factor and all that. But watching his game, I think he's ready to blow the hell up. Okay. And be like, I am a damn MVP. Shut your mouth just because I can dunk on your ass. I can do some other things too.
All right.
All right, man. Yeah, so this season's going to be great. We've already heard some things with the schedule. I know they've already talked about maybe cutting it down to, you know, from 48 to 44 minutes.
Yeah.
And now this thing about the player wanting the schedule shortened from 82 to 62 games. No. No, man. Nah. Like, for what? Like, okay, 82 was too. Oh, we don't want any more back-to-backs. You know what? This ain't the NFL where you need a damn 3 days of rest every time. When you get to the playoffs, you don't have to have any back-to-backs. And I know I've heard that argument. Well, most teams, when they play back-to-back, the second game they lose. I'm like, that ain't all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. I know they changed games. Like, yes, I think the MLB is way too damn long.
Mm-hmm.
But this, like, if you 62 games,
because when the strike season happened in what 99,
the first strike was 50 games, and that's of course
that was too short.
And then the last lockout where Miami won, that was 60.
That was too short,
and that seemed too short. And yet,
if you want to lower it to maybe 70 games. I mean, I can understand from a player's point of view where, you know, Piper, you know, let's use Miami as an example. You're going through an 82 game season, go to the finals four straight times. That's what? Just do the math. That's what? 300, 400 some odd games, give or take. And then you got what? All the playoff games, like another 50 some. I mean, it's a lot of games. It is a lot of games, but I mean, it's kind of what you sign up for. I mean, that's your job. I'm sorry to say it, but I mean, that is your job.
Yeah. I mean, because if you cut it down to 62, then how long is the season?
Yeah.
Like, you still going to make it from, you know, basically the end of October, beginning of November till April? Like, look, you're getting a week off in the off.
How about we go back to the way the playoffs used to be?
Yeah, like, playoffs are long. You know why they're saying that? Because niggas is getting hurt, for one. And they're like, well, teams, let's just say it, San Antonio, they just rest they dudes, and if we shorten the season, they won't rest their guys. And my answer to that would be like, really?
Yes, they will.
Why? Because now I want my dude – well, they may be fresh, but I really want them fresher. Like, now you've cut the season down. Okay, now I adjust to the season.
Exactly. Well,
so you think if you cut it down, then that means guys are going to play the dudes 48 minutes, 40-plus minutes. No, I'm still not.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I saw that. I was like, what?
All right, whatever.
Oladipo.
He's out for out about a month.
For a facial fracture. Yeah, for getting caught with an elbow in practice. Like, God damn.
Things happen, man.
That was bad. It's a
blow.
J.R. Smith saying the triangle offense is a struggle.
Well, he's bitching and moaning because he's like, I can't really shoot when I want to shoot anymore. I got to pass the ball. Oh, what? Really? You got to share now? Yeah, okay. That's why it's hard. And I guess Carmelo came out and said it's really not going to be perfect throughout the whole season. I'm like, duh.
Yeah, you're learning,
a whole new offense that was complicated for most people to learn. You ain't going to learn it in one season.
No.
You're not. And like the reference I made before, Tex Winters ain't there. You can ask Phil. He knows the ins and outs, but I'm just saying. The creator will always know more than the student.
Yeah,
always.
And this thing he did was like, yeah, I can't shoot when I want to shoot. I'm like, if this was Carmelo Anthony, I get that. Nigga, you're not supposed to shoot when you want to shoot. That's your problem. Oh, now I see why the Spurs didn't make that trade 4 years ago to get your butt over to that team.
Mike D'Antoni, Mike Brown, these guys gave him like just the green light to shoot whenever he wanted to. It's then Derek Fisher and the triangle offense. You don't do that. You just don't do that. I mean, the ball moves.
The thing is, you will get better shots.
Yes.
You will get, you know, you can't jack up 10, 12 threes, dude. You're like, I'm 5 for 12 from three. How many field goals you got? 14. What the fuck, dude? Oh, but you're athletic. Oh, yeah, but you don't want to drive. Like, you are not Ray Allen, fool.
Oh, man. It's funny.
Yeah, you know, like, the triangle's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. I do think New York is going to do something. Like, I didn't have them. They might make the playoff. I didn't pick them like that. One team I forgot that could make the playoff. And they might. But like crap like this, dude, it is hard. Mm-hmm. Don't be like, well, it's just easy. It's, yes, you have to learn, unlearn bad habits.
Yep.
And if you move the ball, it is successful. It works.
Exactly.
But, oh, God, that was funny. I was like, it's struggling. Like, oh, of course, it's struggling for you because you don't get to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Look, we know we got to talk about this. The article came out from Henry Abbott saying that no one wants to play with Kobe, which is why nobody wants to come to the Lakers. Jenny Buss, after a few days of hearing all that, was like, wait a minute, I need to make my rounds mm-hmm. for ESPN mm-hmm. and shut it down.
Yep.
You know, basically going on to refute claims, basically said if nobody want to play with Kobe, then they whack.
Yeah.
What if, I forgot what
they, word. She basically called them losers.
Yeah.
You're a loser if you don't want to play with Kobe because he's all about winning. Which, I mean, I get, but for the article, look.
Because yeah, you I read mean, it. I didn't get to read it.
Read the article, and, you know, part of it, yes, I did not agree with the fact that Andy Abbott completely one-sided the whole article. It was basically just bashing Kobe, but you want to hear both sides. I'm like, Kobe, yes, is an asshole, but I don't really think, like, he's not an asshole to this extent where he's just saying all this crap without really given a reason to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he and Schmoosh Parker, I know, have had their banters back and forth. He and Shaq went back and forth. But, I mean, it doesn't seem like he kind of, I don't know. I don't know if he gets rubbed the wrong way and he'll just say some shit. But, I mean, they left out quite a bit of information on both sides of the stories. But at the same time, I mean, there is some credence to the story.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe, I asked Chris, I was like, in Kobe Bryant's career as a Los Angeles Laker, and for those of y'all who know the answer, tweet me, please. Who is the one free agent, the one big name star free agent the Lakers signed outright? And I ain't counting Shaq. The one, since the Lakers always get that big name free agent, who is the one, the big name stars, who's the one they got in Kobe's entire career? And I ain't talking about trading for. I'm talking about actually signed.
And I'm not talking about Malone and Payton. Yeah, who that I'm talking about like an actual
superstar.
Stud.
Nobody. And to me, that's not a coincidence. I mean, you saw it with Dwight Howard. You know, yeah. I read in the article, you know, Kobe came, you know, in basketball shorts and blah, blah, blah. Everybody came all dressed up and stuff. To me, that I really didn't care about that. I mean, yeah, do you want Kobe to play along? Of course. But at the same time, you know, I'm Kobe Bryant, I got 5 rings. Right. You know, you're Dwight Howard, you have none. And I get that aspect of it. But the difference, the biggest thing with Kobe is just, he lashes out at people in the media. He throws people under the bus. And, I mean, he just rubs people the wrong way. And, I mean, guys talk. They cool. They talk to each other. And, I mean, I'm sure there were times where it's like, Kobe, yeah, he's cool off court, but, nah, I don't really want to be his teammate.
No, I remember that. Yeah, the Sports Illustrated article a long time ago, I think, right? And when they were doing their three-peat, then all the, you know, Shaq and all these dudes would go out and he would.
Yep.
He was like, I'm staying in my room, you know, watching game film. You know, he just wouldn't buy. And mm-hmm. it seemed like after his Denver situation,
mm-hmm.
that it was like, oh, I need to, you know, change my image a little bit.
Yep.
So we started doing more of that. And look, the dude, he popular. We ain't saying he suck and nobody want to play it. I mean, the dude is popular as hell in China.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go down as one of the greatest players ever.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably a top 3 shooting guard.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
But, you know, like that comment I saw that he mentioned with Julius Randle. It was honestly like, oh, there's no way he should fuck this up. Mm-hmm. He'd be whack. He'd be dumb if he fucked this up. I'm like, what?
And that's what I'm talking about. Those are the things where he says where it's like, why do you even have to say that?
Right.
Unnecessary.
Right. Oh, why? Because you're going to give him shots?
No,
you're not. Because you came out and said, Kobe Bryant, that, oh, you know, y'all need to wave at me because I can't see you. I'm just shooting. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
He liked the ball hog. You know, Jenny Buss came on and was trying to be defensive and saying, well, who else are we going to get that $24 million to? Like, nobody said you didn't have to pay Kobe Bryant. I was not a believer that they could amnesty him. They couldn't
mm-hmm.
because clearly, as you saw last season, they were unwatchable.
Yep.
The shit was terrible. And yep. if you get rid of him,
you ain't selling no tickets. You know,
plus, a person like that, you knew Kobe Bryant would be like, oh, I'm cut. I'm going to go to a winning team. I'm probably going to go to a team in your division, and I'm going to fucking kick your ass every time we play. Yep. I'm going to make you pay.
Yep.
But there is no reason whatsoever. You gave him the money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Kobe Bryant should not have taken it and said, you know what, let me take less. But I think y'all sold him that you could build a team around him. But there is no reason why you should have made him the highest paid player in the league.
Yep.
Why?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense to me. If he was still in his prime, why? Because he sells tickets? Because he won five championships. He won five championships. When was the last time he won?
Yep.
It's been a while. You don't have much cap room. You know, just, you know, you signed him early. Maybe you felt we couldn't just wait because you thought we would lose him. Okay, fine. But really, why did he have to be the highest paid guy?
By like $500,000.
He made $30 million last year. I think he was the highest paid guy last season.
And with his personality, I don't expect him to take the pay cuts that Duncan and Dirk and all them took. His ego just won't allow him.
No, Zach Randolph.
His ego just won't let him do it. But, I mean, could he have taken a little bit less?
Mm. Yeah. Could you take him $20 million?
Yeah.
Could you have offered him less? Why did you offer him that much money?
Yeah, I'm like, why didn't you negotiate? You
know, on that end, you're the blame.
Yeah.
To me,
you were dumb for not negotiating with the man.
Yeah, he gets a lot of flack. But to me, the reason nobody wants to play, the number one who takes the majority of the blame is ownership. Because Dr. Buss is gone. Now it's coming out that Jeannie Buss, I'm owner because the league mandates that one person has to be recognized as the owner, and I'm the owner. And I'm like, well, you're doing a piss poor job right now. Straight up. You signed him to that money. You know, I know you got to just, you know, get little things there so you had the money. You know, Jeremy Lin, I ain't mad. That's a decent signing. You know, clearly he's a one-year rental. If he plays well, you'll probably flip him for something. You know, you lost out on the Kevin Love because now he's going to sign that big contract with Cleveland, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the hell y'all doing. You know, you say, I trust my brother, blah, blah, blah. Look, you're the owner. Jerry West was the guy who made all the moves and stuff. Mm-hmm. But trust and believe, Jerry Buss was the one who finalized it.
Yep.
So figure that out. I don't know what the hell is going on with that. I do not know. But, Lakers got some interesting things to work on. Exactly. They ain't making the playoffs this year.
Nope.
They will be better, but it's not. But, hey, I'm happy Kobe is back because I do like watching the Lakers games when he's playing. So I will be definitely doing that.
Exactly.
All right, let's quickly move on to this, shout out to your Kojak, to your Royals.
Yep.
Up 2-1 in the World Series. Things is looking hot, man. Mm-hmm. I like what's going on, man. It's still I didn't think they would win that first game. But right now, they in the driver's seat. I just read someone they thought the Giants kind of made the bases a little slippery. I'm like, okay, this is just, what the fuck y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to see how that's going to be playing out. I don't think we talked about this last week with the whole Jameis Winston autograph situation.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Florida State wants to win.
Yep.
Right now, it's he said, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is like, yo, you signed like 1,000 things, and they've been confirmed that they've all been signed the same way, like you signing it for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how come you didn't spend them like Georgia State did, or Georgia spending their running back? You're like, well, because you ain't got no proof.
Yep.
And I'm trying to get to the national championship, bring some money to my school.
Yep. It's all about them dollars, man. That's all it is.
We know fools be getting that money.
Exactly.
I know Herschel Walker was like, he ain't voting for Winston or Gurley. And I'm like,
are you mad at you?
I ain't mad at you, man.
Are you mad at you?
He been having his issues.
And he went to UGA. I know he ain't voting for Todd Gurley. That's just flat out disrespect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, you do something stupid. You smear the name of, you know, the Heismans that came before you.
Yeah, and I mean, the coach is going, he's going to go have his back.
Of course.
And then, of course, once if it becomes fact that he did sign it and get paid for money, then you can be like, well, I trusted him. I believed him. Even though you might be like, yeah, nigga, you did it.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. This dude is close to getting my award, but it's not. The head of the Russian Tennis Federation suspended for 1 year and fined $25,000. For calling, saying Venus and Serena Williams were referred to him as the Williams brothers. and saying that they were scary to look at. Shut your old ass up. You just mad because they kicking your ass.
I mean, look,
these are dudes in high positions. Like,
racism,
really?
Racism is still out there. We know it exists.
They look kind of scary. I'm like, because she would kick your ass, nigga.
I mean, it is what it is. It happens, and at this point, I'm just really? Like, golly, Jews, whatever.
And come on, like.
I'm glad they suspended his ass indefinitely. Then.
Yeah, for real. And I'm like, really? I mean, are you really telling me there ain't been no manly chicks coming out of Russia? Seriously?
Right.
Dude, come on.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. Let's get into these awards for the week.
For shizzle.
Okay, of course, we start out with the Norse Award.
Norse, Norse, Norse.
Norse, Norse! Go ahead.
You know what? I got two.
Okay.
The first one I want to give to owner Paul Allen. He has pledged to donate $100 million to Ebola research, which is, that's huge.
That is, I mean,
as I have said, I you know, these guys in high power positions, this is what I like to see. You know, you got all this wealth, all this money. Use it for the greater good, you know. And I'm happy to see that he's using that money to help us out, especially in this time of panic. Everybody's like, Ebola, don't cough on me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. So, I mean, from what I read, Ebola is, you know, it's not as serious as everybody's making it seem. Mm-hmm. Of course it's serious. People have died from it. But, I mean, it's not a huge high number of deaths from the Ebola virus. Right. So, you know, people just kind of need to relax, you know, do some research and read about it. But I'm glad to see, you know, he did make that donation to help him out. Next one. Lastly, I got to give it to Steve Nash. I mean, look, I know a lot of people are shitting on this cat and are hard on him and looking at him like, man, you wasted all this Laker money and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, besides that, it looks like he's about to retire. This is a Hall of Famer. He is going to go down as one of the better point guards to play the game, at least in the modern era. And, you know, to see what he did, two MVPs, with 50-40-90 club, four times, which is ridiculous.
Third in his career assist.
Something like that. I mean, when he brought Phoenix back, I mean, he left, went to Dallas, formed a little bond with Dirk and all them and Mike Finley, and they got to the finals. But, I mean, it was just they couldn't get past them damn Spurs.
No.
Then he went to Phoenix, turned them around, still couldn't get past the damn Spurs. And, I mean, but all in all, he had a great career, Hall of Fame career. Mm-hmm. This is the end. And I will say, pound for pound, no, he is not better than AI. Those comparisons can be squashed. Look, just knock it off. I mean, but was he a great point guard? Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. It was unfortunate that he couldn't be healthy with this run with the Lakers and Dwight and them. It would have been fun to see what could have happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's unfortunate. But, you know, shout out Steve Nash, Hall of Fame career, and probably a first ballot Hall of Famer.
All right. Yeah, you took mine, but that's all good. Yeah, I was going to give mine to Paul Allen as well. No, it's good. You know, yeah, like you said, I do like to see that happening. I know a lot of people are freaking out. I'm curious to see where the money's going to go. I hope it's actually, personally, I hope it saves a lot of these people who have Ebola in Africa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, because it makes it feel like with this disease out there that they want to think, oh, if you go to Africa, don't come back with that.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? I went to Africa. Don't come around me.
Screen them.
You know, like, damn, you know, like, it's a lot of people freaking out over this. But, you know, I like that he's putting his money behind some research to actually save some lives. So I'm cool with that. All right. Let's head on. You know what's next.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No. 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 Fuck that.
All right. my what the fuck moment is going back to this Seattle Seahawks. This report from the Bleacher Report saying these teammates think Russell Wilson is not black enough. Cut this bullshit out. Serious? I mean, what, like, for what? Like, oh, he's, you know, well, he don't kick it with us. And he, you know, I've heard the thing, well,
he's too close to the coaches.
Yeah, I don't think he's helping out.
He ain't helping the cause.
Yeah, he too cool with management. We don't think he can. He's going to help out his teammates that need. I'm like, nigga. Really? Oh, well, because he don't identify as black. Like, look, all this crap seems to happen with the black quarterbacks. I mean, you had same thing was brought up with Donovan McNabb. He seemed like he was too corporate. No, then you had RG3, who was called a corn by a brother by I can't think of that dude's name, who basically got fired from ESPN for that. you know, Colin Kaepernick gets, you know, we don't know. Dude, I don't really care. Percy Harvin wasn't doing shit.
Nope.
We got to keep Russell Wilson. He's the damn quarterback. Russell Wilson wasn't here. We didn't really do nothing. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson comes. 2 years later, we in the damn Super Bowl and get a Super Bowl ring. So be quiet. If all of this is coming from the defense, I would say you worry about your side of the damn ball.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to get along with all your damn teammates. You know, in football especially, there is a whole team thing. But most of the time, you're worrying about your side of the ball and your position. Mm-hmm. Most of your meetings are with your position and with your offense or defense. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have to kick it with them, that's fine. You ain't got to be friends. Maybe he don't have enough black friends for what you say. But you know what? This dude's helping you get wins. So what? He ain't black. What's black? Okay. Tell me what's black. Oh, that's hood. He speak too proper. What? He educated all. I don't get it. That's that argument. I hate it to death because everybody like, he ain't black. Why? He ain't got enough street cred for you. The dude's a winner. He reps. He even came out and he said he was a bully. Oh, I thought that would give him more street cred because he said he used to pick on people. This is dumb as fuck. Mm-hmm.
I got to agree. And just for the record, I got to say on this little topic here, I mean, it's got to stop. It's got to get to a point. I mean, first, Richard Sherman's a thug who went to Stanford. But just because he's from Compton, you know. But this kid, Russell Wilson, you know, grew up in the burbs, whatnot. You know, well-spoken individual. A year ago, we're calling him, oh, he's a great role model and wow, you know, he speaks so well. And I hate that he speaks so well. Mm. He's very intellectual. And then now all of a sudden, things aren't going well. We always say when you start losing, people start nitpicking. And now all of a sudden, he's not black enough. I'm like, why? Because he's educated? I mean, I don't understand where this, well, he's not black enough. What? So I don't get it. It's got to stop. It's ridiculous. And you know, this whole notion that, you know, a white guy is blacker than them and all this stuff, it's got to stop. The whole Jonathan Baldwin
Jonathan Martin.
Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito and all that. It's like, come on. What, seriously?
If a cop pulls them both over on separate times, who's the cop going to think is black?
Thank you. So, yeah. And then speaking of the police, moving on to my what the fuck moment, it's got to go to Titans running back Sean Green. I saw this and was like, what? Sean Green was arrested and charged with failure to stop, halt, or frisk, driving on a suspended license, reckless driving, and illegal parking. This dumbass parked in a handicapped spot. I don't know where he went or where he went into. The parking enforcement officer apparently came by and asked him, you know, to see his handicap sticker. Fool got in his BMW and sped off, nearly hitting the officer in the process.
Damn.
Now, although he was forced to stop due to traffic, Green sped off again when he was approached a second time by the parking officer. How fucking stupid are you? I mean, first of all, why are you parking in a handicapped spot? What if somebody actually handicapped needed that spot? I mean, seriously, number one. Number two, this so annoys me with people. And I see it all the time where you're going to the mall or something and somebody sits and just basically blocking the lane so they can park extra close to the front of the store or whatever they're going. But yeah, there's a space like 5 feet away. Why don't you just park in the damn spot 5 feet away and walk your ass to the door? People are so lazy nowadays. This is straight up Andrew Bynum. I remember when his ass did that stupid shit, parking in the handicap. For what?
Dude, just take the ticket.
Thank you. Or how about you just park like a normal person and then walk into wherever you're going?
My thing is, I didn't know all that.
Stupid.
Now, I thought you were going to say he came out. Well, I guess if it was going to be a story, it would have to be more than, oh, he parked in a handicap and they just gave him a ticket and that was it. Why the fuck are you running off? Like the cop?
From the parking enforcement.
Yeah, dude could have already wrote your license down and all that crap.
They did. That's how he was caught. How you think he got busted?
Oh, my
they
God.
They have his plate number. They had his license. They know your license is suspended.
This is like, how did you, like,
they got his plate, ran his shit, and saw, oh, he has a suspended license, too? Got him.
But the cop comes out. You see the cop. And like, all right, let me get my license real quick. And once you just, like, all of a sudden, like, 3 seconds from, you went from outside of your car, opening the door, to all of a sudden, in drive. The fuck?
And then you dipped when he came the second time for your ass. Like, I'm loving the fact that he found you and was like, oh, there he is in traffic. Up, gone again.
They do. Now you just added more charges on.
Apparently his roster spot is not in jeopardy, but yeah, it ain't good look. Yeah, especially if you ain't producing.
He's getting fined for stupidity.
Seriously. And I hope he does. An idiot.
And we got to give him an honorary what the fuck moment. I know we just gave him a, Jonathan gave him a Norse Award, but a Kojak Delta had to hit us up and was like, here's what the fuck is going to Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to front. When he get that hurting him back with bags, I mean, we were like, what the fuck is this dude doing? And all of a sudden,
he's out for
now
the
he's out for the whole season.
when I was saying, he said his injuries last year were more severe than this year. And I'm like, clearly this year's was more severe than last year's.
Like, dude, you didn't hurt yourself in like January.
You carried bags. You carried bags. Like,
and not like I'm out indefinitely. I'm out 2 to 3 months. Like, I'm out for the whole damn
And the season ain't even started yet. Like, how do you know you're out for the whole season?
He almost,
about to retire.
He almost got mine. I was like, oh, he's a nominee.
Kojak, thank you for that. We appreciate that.
That was hilarious. I was like, Laker fans are like.
Once I saw it, I tweeted. I was like, I felt really bad for him. Because I knew, Kojak, no offense. I knew Cass was going to go in like, oh, this done. I know Laker fans are like, what the fuck?
We
arms
had,
in the air. We could have cap space, you ass.
Yeah. You still would have got paid just for Tyler earlier. Oh my god! So
you said they jinxed.
They are jinxed. That's how I feel with
that. That's funny.
So you know, Jeremy.
Damn, Jeremy. I said Jeremy Clarkson. Lace them sneakers up. Ronnie it looks Price. Like you about to get some tiz on.
Yeah, Ronnie Price there too. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, that's up there. He's gonna get shitting on.
Yeah.
All season.
Jeez. All season.
But we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can leave us reviews there. We love the 5-star kind. Mm-hmm. You can always go to our website, blackisonline.com, and check us out there. Y'all want to hit us up? Please do. TheBrothersLemon@gmail.com, on Twitter, @BrothersLemon, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219. If y'all want to leave any donations for the show, you know, it always just goes right back into the show. We got a PayPal account on. You can just go to blackisonline.com, hit the donate button, and leave what you feel.
Yeah, definitely. Want to thank all y'all for taking the time out to just listen to us and see what we got to say. For the longtime listeners, thank you for tuning in to us. For the first timers, thank you for taking the time out to hear us, what we got to say. Hope you learned something from us today, and hope you enjoyed it. So go ahead and tell all your loved ones, tell all your friends, your family, tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece that's about to be here.
Right.
And then shout out to my dog, Dodger. About to go pick him up now. I had a little emergency. I had to take him to the hospital. But tell your dogs, your cats, chickens, ducks, roosters, piranhas. Tell your crocodiles, your alligators. Tell your spiders. Tell it's the Halloween season. Tell your witches, your goblins, your zombies. Watch out for that apocalypse coming. Watch out for all the crazies on Halloween, you know. But tell them about the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, where it does go down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!
L.A. inner city stuff, car wash, nails buff, 40 of O.E. Hennessy, get drunk. That good ghetto dude, burn trees, blow cheese, too much Cheech and Chong in me, so I'm simply Nike airlifted, zigzag splifted. I told Babu, liquid junkies is the ticket. I told Benny B, man, this shit don't stop. We the founders of this ABB hip-hop. I told Phil to ag, peek along on they way, tell them. I'm also loving that strong arm steady gang. The Farah is a package of weight. Packing the gates, when unleashed, smack in your face. The far right is a tiller to hunt, a million to one. The odds, I'd overcome, but a million more weight, a million more hate. Regardless, hit them state to state. UCLA, the birthplace. Shit, me and Benny B opened the game in the first place. West Coast finest, that dude's timeless. That brother run with the lions, in your ears stay the sharpest. Crisp, like lettuce at the market. For real.
It don't stop. It don't stop. It don't stop. Keep on.
Me come up spin a dance with a spliff of Big Kush. Hey Rule, Liquid Crew, Operation Push. Not Jesse Jackson, just a black man from LA. I can only elevate if I accelerate my pay. So I manhandle beats with a reckless abandon. Incredible Hulk, a goddamn cannon. Heavyweight when your sound boy was born. They saw me on the cover, pointing at the form. Focus daily chasing money, money, I'm a pirate. Built it ready, ready, that dude killer try to fight it. I crack your frame, deny your name, deny your lane, and intercept your passing game. I'm past the game, I made my name, I did what I did, and liquid is my claim to fame. The toe tag, the doty in the bag, I slow drag. The hop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. The hop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. The hop, don't stop, don't stop. Come, fuck what you do. Liquid Crews, unfuckwittable. The Far Rock, mastered in digital. Heat rock, every word, every syllable. Transmittable. We spit in your face with rhymes to bass kicks. I always got chicks comfortable and naked. They been waiting for my second shit like Matrix. The sequel to an LA classic. Focus daily cause the times are drastic. Remember that. The harder they come, the harder I shoot my gun. Spectacular one, Aquarius native son. I only roll with official, listen. LJ's shaking up your system. Yeah, this is Liquid Junkies. Certified material. Don't stop. The hop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop.